Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, August 28th. The recent wetter and cooler weather has slowed area wildfires, but some closures due to the fires that still remain might impact early season hunting in the area. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials are urging hunters to check with federal land management agencies on the status of access before going out on a hunt. Higher humidity and cooler temperatures helped firefighters over the weekend, and the Bull Draw fire 12 miles outside of Nucla is now 54% contained. The fire is burning on 30,208 acres and forced hunting access to Game Unit 61 to be limited. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is allowing some hunters to seek a refund of fees or license drawing preference points for some licenses without the usual 30-day waiting period. The waiver of the 30-day requirement applies to archery, muzzle loading, and rifle bear licenses for Game Management Unit 61. Hunters with questions should contact the Parks and Wildlife Office in Montrose. Colorado is called the Mother of Rivers for a reason. It's one of the most popular states in the country for river rafting. But like the rest of our state, unprecedented growth, a changing climate, drought, and wildfires are taking their toll on this multi-million dollar industry. Allie Budner has this story.
Jordan Poitras has been a river rafting guide for almost a decade.
Go ahead and buckle up all four of those buckles for me.
Yep, up there.
Today, he's helping a few customers shake their nerves before a midday trip down the Arkansas River, just outside of Canyon City, Colorado.
You ever been rafting before?
Nah.
First time?
First time.
Cool, it's my first time too. Don't worry though, I watched all those YouTube videos
last night.
Yeah, man, it's amazing we can find on the internet nowadays.
He's also preparing himself for what might be a challenging run. That's because the water in the river is relatively low right now.
As the water comes down, we have more obstacles to avoid, more rocks, more moves to be made. It is much harder for us.
He loves his job, but he says lower water is rougher on the guides' bodies and on their paychecks.
We don't get paid by the hour, we get paid by the trip. So when the water goes down, our hourly goes way down. We're working harder for the people out here.
Right now, he says, the river is running at about a third of the volume that it was at this time last year.
Yeah, it's August. We always experience low flows in August, particularly late August.
Tony Keenan is Poitras' boss and an owner of Whitewater Adventure Outfitters. He's been in the rafting business since the 80s, and he says there's always ups and downs. This year hasn't been the best.
2016 was solid. 2017 was solid. Poof, this year snowpack numbers were significantly less. I mean, anybody that went skiing this year saw for themselves that snowpack was pretty thin, particularly in certain parts of the state.
But it hasn't been the worst year either, at least for the Arkansas River.
It's been manageable, and that's the best we could get in a year like this.
Keenan says it's manageable mainly because of one thing.
We get releases from the upstream reservoirs.
It's part of an agreement between rafting outfitters, fish and wildlife conservationists, state parks, and water agencies. The deal aims to keep optimal flow in the river for various uses, including recreation. The agreement is voluntary, so Keenan and his competitors are not guaranteed anything, but he says everyone knows the rafting business brings in tourism dollars for the whole region.
You know, Colorado Springs Utilities is a great example.
Keenan says a lot of tourists come to Colorado Springs for outdoor recreation, and that includes rafting. The utility company knows that.
They're aware of that, so it's good for them as well as us.
Outfitters on some of Colorado's other rivers have not been so lucky.
Well, at this moment, we're no longer offering raft trips down the Animas River. It's become too low.
Alex Michael is the president of Mild to Wild Rafting and Jeep Trail Tours in Durango, Colorado. Unlike the Arkansas, the Animas is a free-flowing river. There are no reservoirs upstream to release extra water from, so Michael doesn't have that kind of insurance policy.
You know, for most of the summer, we had enough water. You know, because even at low water, the river can be a ton of fun. There's lots of maneuvering, there's fun drops. You know, it's a great time out on the river.
But the massive wildfire near Durango this summer squelched the area's tourism.
We were hopeful we'd be able to rebound a bit more than we did, but, well, that was really curtailed from the lack of flow that we ran into last week.
He says if it rains more in the alpine areas near the Animas headwaters, they may be able to start taking raft groups out again through October. But they will already have missed peak season.
It's going to be a little more beans and rice this winter than normal.
It's an uncertain time as continued population growth and a changing climate put stress on Colorado's streams and rivers. Rafting outfitters will have to keep going with the flow, even if that could mean no flow at all. I'm Allie Budner.
Yesterday, the Colorado Public Utilities Commission approved Xcel Energy's Colorado Energy Plan. And a new report projects that the state could save more than $95 million in health costs due to cleaner air. Eric Galatis has the story.
Colorado's Public Utilities Commission has signed off on Xcel Energy's Colorado Energy Plan, and according to new analysis by the Colorado Fiscal Institute, the plan should bring significant health benefits. The plan calls for shuttering two coal-fired power plants in Pueblo County a decade ahead of schedule and replacing their capacity largely with wind and solar. Report author Abby Peisel says the plan could reduce air pollutants by as much as 55% from current levels.
And that's going to lead to approximately $7.8 million in health care spending savings for Pueblo County and upwards of $95.2 million for the state of Colorado.
Air pollutants can exacerbate respiratory illnesses such as asthma and bronchitis and increase the risk of heart attacks. Peisel adds that bad air can also lead to lower productivity and lost wages from days missed at work and reduced quality of life from outdoor activity restrictions. Critics of the plan worry the move away from coal could lead to higher rates for consumers and cost jobs at Comanche's number 1 and 2 power stations. Peisel notes the PUC has directed Xcel to maintain or lower rates and points to CU's lead school of business projections that suggest jobs will actually increase, especially in the early stages of the plan.
Overall, it looks like jobs are going to increase in the short term when you have an influx of capital investment, so building new wind farms and solar installations. In the long term, it's going to plateau and maintain current levels, if not slightly above.
Peisel says her analysis, which calculates health incidents avoided by reduced air pollutants, suggests that Xcel's plan will also lead to fewer premature deaths. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, August 28th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.